Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Are you the helpful burnout? The person who's always saying, hey, let me in, let me help, let me add value, let me be of service to other people, but sometimes you find yourself compromising your own well-being, your own sanity, your own agenda, your own life? Do you feel like you go from relationship to relationship and you're the most helpful one in it and you don't get enough back? Or sometimes you're working and you're just giving and giving and giving and you feel like you fall off any self-care. You fall off your own routines and you feel like you're blending those boundaries too much between life, between work, between relationships, where you just go, I'm losing myself here a little bit in the mix. First off, don't worry, it happens for all of us at some point, because if you're a person of service, if you're a giver, if you have high degrees of kindness and compassion, wanting to serve and give others is a great, compelling need. And A, don't stop doing that. See, people think they have to stop doing that, and then they get themselves in trouble because then their heart says, I want to give more. So it's not about stopping that. It's about achieving a greater level of balance. Now, everyone today says, well, Brendan, you know, life balance isn't possible. You don't understand. I go, no. Life balance is possible. The only reason people believe it's not is because so many people have failed at it that it's become a cultural meme to say it's not possible. But believe me, millions of people have found balance and they're doing just fine. Maybe you just don't hear about them as much because they're not out there complaining. But you can do it. You can find that secret magic of how much can I give without burning out my life or taking away from my own needs. So let's talk through that. First big idea is you need to make sure you are clear on what your needs are. What really are your needs and your priorities that you don't want to compromise or fall out of balance from? Lots of people will find themselves completely out of balance or burned out, and they're like, I don't know why. And I'll say, well, what did you want? And they're not sure. It's just like goals, right? You ask people, you know, what is it you don't want to deal with anymore in life? And they have a big, long list. But then you say, what do you want of life? And they go, I don't know. And so if you're not clear on what you do want for your own practices, for your own habits, for your own well-being, if there's a list somewhere that says, this is kind of what I want my life to be like, my days to be like, these are habits and routines that I value, that I prioritize, that are big and important to me. If you don't have that list written down somewhere, then it's not real. And your day will be continued to be defined by randomness, not routine. The more it's driven by randomness, the more it is you'll blend and bleed over the lines between work, career, serving others, serving your own well-being. So make sure it's written down somewhere. These are things that are important to me. Second, you need to know where you really add value and where it is that you add value that matters. Because I bet a lot of people ask you for a lot of things. And as we talk to high performers, high level achievers, they're always the ones who get asked to do the most because they're good. And when you get someone who's good, they're constantly overwhelmed with requests. So it's important for that person who's good, the achiever, to know, what's your role? Where do you add value the most? And be really clear on that. Like, where do you really add value the most? And all the other things that come along, you say, I can't focus on those things. I'm going to focus on these big moving pieces that I know I add the most value to. And these other pieces, that's not for me. It's very, very important. Because just like not having a list of what's important to you, not having knowledge of what you're best at makes you do everything else. And now it's where you get the, you know, very senior executive doing, you know, tiny little admin things versus focusing on their unique ability or their strengths. Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits.
You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Third big idea, say no early, say no often. Once you know those first two things, anything that butts up against them, that's gonna mess up with your values, your priorities, your routines, your habits, or is not gonna contribute to the value you really add, that's a no. It's gotta be an automatic no, a first time no, an immediate no. Don't trudge around going, I'll tell them someday I don't wanna do this. It's no. Because the way to set boundaries is with a no. It's not with a yes to, and then I'll explain later. It's you teaching yourself and giving yourself permission to value yourself and value the value that you're capable of adding by saying no to everything else that comes your way. Look, if you say no, and the person who you're trying to serve, or the company you're trying to serve, or the cause, or the mission, or the relationship that you're trying to serve doesn't like it, and they can make a great case why that you could figure out a way to do it well and do it without distraction to your life and still add value, great. But if they can't make the case, it stays a no. I always tell people the higher levels that you get in achievement and success and fulfillment in your life, the more you should say no. At the beginning, you're just starting out and you're new to any opportunity, everything is yes, because you're trying to learn, you're trying to acquire skill, you're trying to make money. But once you've learned, you've acquired some skill, you made money, more people rely on you, more people ask for things from you. The automatic first answer should almost always be no, until you can justify it. Until they can justify it. Make yourself or make other people make the case why you should make yes to things. And if you can't make it and they can't make it, it's a no. Trust me, this will save your day. And last, little simple one. Have a weekly honesty session. My sessions are on Sunday. Every Sunday, I sit and I journal a lot about my life and my week. And one of the honesty things is, did I protect my boundaries? It's a question I ask myself every Sunday. Did I protect my boundaries this week? And I'll just think about where did I felt like I just kind of went over, or I extended myself. I didn't recover. I didn't take time. I didn't, complete that routine, that habit, that project that was important to me. And by having a weekly check-in, it makes you more focused and diligent when those things come up. The reason a lot of people hit burnout isn't because it's a sudden thing. It happens because it's week after week after week after week after week after week after week of compromising yourself. So if you're checking in each week, it's more likely that you're going to stop that and say, oh my gosh, look how poorly I managed this week. Look how poorly I failed to, I didn't say no. Look how many places I took on new things today or this week that I shouldn't have. You need a weekly accountability moment, whether it's journaling, talking to a friend, talking to your life coach, your certified high performance coach, talking to somebody who can say, sounds like you're overextending yourself, or where you can write and look and say, I took on too many projects this week. And if you'll do these four things, you'll start to find it's much more likely that you say like, my life is in balance. I am happy with the amount of work I'm doing, with the amount I'm giving to this relationship versus just feeling like everybody's taking away from me. It's on you. You own your life. Nobody else is going to make it great. You got to set the stake in the ground, set your boundaries, do things that you know are true to you, that add value, that protect your life, and ultimately make your greatest difference along the way.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle.
Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.